Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our next guest says that nearly everyone who seeks his financial planning assistance is driven by the anxiety of not having enough. But he also says that while living your best life is indeed expensive and fraught with challenges, there is an equal problem of having too much wealth. Rick Vandernoord is a certified financial planner, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Rick, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Mike.
I'm not sure that a lot of our listeners would agree with you that there is such a thing as having too much wealth.
Yeah, it's obviously not having enough money is a problem. It's a problem with kind of a sting to it. I mean, nobody wants to come up short, but also having too much money in financial planning is also deemed as a problem. You know, it's really based on the fact that there's only one life to live. We get one chance to get it right. And you couple that with pretty much everybody wants to be happy. I mean, I would say maybe twofold. We want to be happy and we want our life, our time here on earth to have some kind of meaning, make a difference. If you take those two things, you can in fact quantify what happiness is for you. That then can determine whether you have too much, not enough, or just enough. I think a lot of problem really comes from if you don't have money, you make money the goal. Instead of money being the tool, you make money the goal. And there are libraries of testimonials of people who can help cure you of that. I think John Rockefeller, I've got a quote from him. It says, "I've made millions, but they brought me no happiness." Okay, so his wealth didn't make him happy. George Vanderbilt said, "The care of 200 million is enough to kill anyone. There's no pleasure in it." So it was, that didn't work out for him. And then one of the, I think, wealthier than those two guys, John Jacob Astor, he's quoted as saying and credited as saying, "I am the most miserable man on earth." So if you make money your goal, that's not where you'll be happy. But you have to realize it's the tool to get you to happiness.
Okay. And so we don't want too much money. A lot of people would say, well, what's wrong with that? You know, what's wrong with wanting more, having more, working hard, saving? Maybe you get lucky and hit the big winning lottery number. So take money out of the equation as a goal. Is that what you're saying?
Let's say I have a client. We have determined that they are living their best life. They are absolutely, genuinely happy. They will live and die with no regrets. And all they want to do is read books, garden, and let's say at the most of the travel, they want to just go see the national parks. Okay, that, you quantify their happiness. It doesn't take nearly as much money as, let's say I have another client. For them to be happy, they want $60,000 a year on travel. They want to get a new car every 3 to 4 years, and they live in a very expensive gated community with a lot of amenity fees. Do you see that the amount of wealth that the first client needs to be happy is different than the amount of the second client?
So basically you're saying here that when you have someone who has excess wealth, you just need to plan for that particular circumstance and make sure that that money goes to the right places. Is that right?
Well, most people, they dream bigger than they can afford. So their ideal version of life is out of reach. So their plan that they're following is really includes some concessions off the ideal version. So once you realize that that's the majority of clients, then it becomes extremely important and valuable if that person were to know, hey, at this point in time, my plan is overfunded. If I've got more money than I need for these particular set of goals, then some of the things I make concessions on could be put back on the table. And that's why having an overfunded plan is as much a problem as having an underfunded plan, because if you're living a life with concessions, you need to know, and you would want to know, that your plan's overfunded, because there are some things that you really want to do that now you can afford to do. And it's important to know that if you're going to live your best life.
So in other words, have a plan that includes several scenarios.
Yes, and monitor whether you are overfunded or underfunded on an ongoing, frequent basis.
Well, Rick, great information. Thank you so much for spending time with us today.
You got it, Mike.
Rick Vandernoord is a certified financial planner in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can hear it again wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.